Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we bring you tomorrow's news tonight right here, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing, or where you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and check out all the different things we have to offer. All right, now, starting out hour number two, we've got the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Before I go to the caller, Kyle, Governor Cuomo in New York has threatened to sue the Trump administration and its coronavirus vaccine distribution plan to make it more difficult for people of color to receive it, according to him.
You know, Captain, I don't know why anybody would make it more difficult for people of color to receive the vaccine. This is just madness. You know, the president has, you know, tasked the military in order to begin to distribute the vaccine. The idea is to get the vaccine to people.
Yep.
Honestly, this is more of Cuomo's stuff.
Yep. Now, before I go to the caller, I got one more thing to say. The New York Post put out a scathing article about Joe Biden's cancer charity. You heard about it, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They spent more than $3 million on salaries and zero on research. And guess who got the salaries?
Well, my first guess will be Hunter Biden.
He's number one.
Yep. And then also, isn't Biden's brother or something like that?
That's number two.
Yep. Who's the third?
The former wife, the widow of the Biden who died of cancer, his wife was getting the part of a salary. And then they had a daughter-in-law that was getting part of the salary. But those, let's see, one, two, three, four, collected some cool $3 million.
Well, again, I guess they would say thanks to the big guy.
By the way, I know Joe Biden didn't know anything about that, now, did he?
Well, of course not.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mary from St. Pete.
Hey.
Hi, good morning. Newsmax is carrying some of that. Maria Bartiromo is carrying some of that. But, again, how many other people are watching that? At least my friend from CNN did ask me. She watches CNN. Did I think the election was rigged? And her son's a Republican as well. I can almost picture all of the information that Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani have, which is some pretty detailed information, coming from SETSOP, where it came from the CIA in 2002 anyway,
yep,
making it up to the Supreme Court, and them having a couple of justices flipped up there to where that election may not get there anyway, may not be made public anyway.
That's all correct.
At least Newsmax is carrying more news than anybody else.
Yep. Okay. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
All right, and she's right, and I should add to the mix there, One America News Now also is doing that.
That's right, and of course, one would feel that hopefully there'll be a way to fast-track a lot of this stuff to the Supreme Court, but whatever bombshell evidence revelations that Sidney Powell and the Trump team have, that's going to have to come out here pretty quick. But she also mentioned, Captain, that she thought there was enough evidence to have a massive criminal investigation about this.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Jim from Tampa. Hello, Kyle. Hello, Captain.
Yep, what's up?
It's really getting to be big time now. I just watched an interview with an attorney, L. Lynn Wood, who was the attorney for the Olympic bomber who was framed, and was also the attorney for the high school student with the mega hat, who sued CNN. In what he said, and this is attorneys usually don't just talk trash, what he said and what Sidney Powell said was this was an industrial stealing of votes. And it was done with software, and it was millions of votes.
That's right.
And they are going to fight their way through this. And you could see when Barack came out, and now the big guns are out, you get flack when you're over the target.
Mm-hmm.
They realize that the ship is on fire, and they need to put it out or it's going to sink.
Mm-hmm.
Captain, everyone out there, it's we the people. We have to force our representatives to represent us and to back up Trump. He had our back for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to have his back for at least a full solid 6 months with our keyboards, with our voice, and with our letters.
Mm-hmm.
What they're trying to do with COVID now is they're trying to shut down our free speech, all these big tech companies, because what they're saying is...
And I got to let you go. I got to let you go because we're going to a hard break, but thank you very much, Jim.
And they're shutting down our ability to meet.
All right, thank you. And he's right, and there went the computer. So... we appreciate everything he said. Kyle, you hang on, and folks, I'll be right back with more. I do have some letters here, and I got one interesting little letter from an interesting person in the state of Florida.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over there at Auto Glass America. Now, in the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand with your windshield replacement when you tell them I sent you. Now, they handle the insurance claim. They come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $100 put right back in your hand at the time of the service. So, folks in Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, and Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas are ready now. If you're ready to take advantage of that windshield replacement, just call them up and do it. All you got to do is call them at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And tell them the captain sent you and get that $100 dropped in your palm today. And Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
Oh, yeah. There he is with those melodic tones again. All right. Well, you know, I got to read some letters to the editor here, because I'd be remiss if I didn't, because we've had some tremendous letters, especially after last week with our election coverage and whatnot. First of all, Jim in Johnstown, PA. Hello, Jim, and thanks for being a loyal listener. He says, we have tolerated our country out of existence. The time is now to change that. He's right.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, here's one from Ron in Raleigh, North Carolina. You guys gave an excellent summary of the Democratic malfeasance and corruption. I would only add that the envelopes that were thrown out, so there could be no review of the signatures now, should also throw all of those votes out.
One would think you can't connect them to any legitimate envelope. Exactly.
And then we've got one from the initials AOF in Boston. If Biden gets away with stealing the election, our country is finished. At that point, the illusion of law, prosperity, and equality will vanish. When people realize everything is just a big lie, and that will be soon, if they haven't already gotten the memo, that's when it begins. We either fight or we realize the perpetual chains that have already been experimented on through lines at the supermarket and toilet paper shortages. And the government's telling you what to wear when you leave your house, the ridiculous masks. So thank China, thank Mao, and thank North Korea.
Wow, great letter. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he finishes by saying, because I forgot there's a little add-on here, when people's freedom of speech is taken away, when people are beaten because of their opinions and voice, thank Hitler and Nazi Germany. Trump must win this.
Yeah, just as I was saying in the first hour, that thuggery was on display in the 1930s in Nazi Germany. Exactly right.
Now, we got a surprise email, and I mean surprise, from a very important person in the scheme of things in the great state of Florida. Take a wild guess at who it might have been.
Well,
Let me give you a clue.
Yeah.
A good-looking blonde.
Well, I'm thinking Pam Bondi.
Yep. Pam Bondi sent us an email, and she thanked me for doing what we were doing on the radio. She's a frequent listener to the program, not all the time, but a frequent listener to the program. And she happened to hear what we were talking about election night, and she appreciated, and she's listened a couple times since, and she appreciated what we did, and I'll just leave it at that. Thank you very much, Pam Bondi. If you're listening, we appreciate you, and thank you for doing what you're doing to help the president right now, because she's one of the volunteer lawyers out there.
That's right. All our best to Pam and just all the encouragement we can send your way. Absolutely.
Yep. Now, here's something interesting. Looking back at the presidential election, Trump voters overwhelmingly said they voted for the president. Now, it was 90% of the Trump voters said they voted for the president. No ifs, ands, or buts. Well, just 8% said that they were voting against Biden. But Trump voters, who overwhelmingly did say they voted for the president, while a sizable number of Biden supporters admit they were voting against Trump, not for him, meaning Biden, the former vice president. Now, this is what's astounding. 56% of the Biden voters said they were not voting for Biden. They were voting against Trump.
Exactly. And
he has no support.
Well, no. In fact, Captain, there's no critical mass out in the country that says we need Joe Biden to be president. There's only one man who can do the job, and it's Joe Biden. That's not how people felt. Yes, there was a lot of negative feelings towards President Trump, but Joe Biden, he didn't win, quote unquote, because he was the man for the job that everybody thinks will do it. This was a very different kind of election, obviously, but Joe Biden didn't have big political support, let's face it.
And here's the one that really cements it for me. 83% of unaffiliated voters, that's no party affiliation, who voted for Donald Trump say the vote was for him.
Yep.
Not Biden.
Not Biden. Okay.
Not, you know, they weren't voting against Biden. They were voting for Donald Trump. There's all kinds of numbers, all kinds of facts and figures right here in front of me, and it all tells the same story. Folks, people didn't vote for Joe Biden because of Joe Biden. They voted for Joe Biden because they were voting against Donald Trump. It wasn't because Joe Biden was a better candidate. That's amazing.
It is amazing. And you know what, Captain? The difference is President Trump is actually a president, mm-hmm. person who makes decisions.
Yeah.
Joe Biden represents what I call the Biden machine. There's a machine that
now here's another couple of reasons why it's really hard to fathom how Joe Biden could be leading in anything right now. President Trump's polling numbers of his daily job approval at the end of last week were 52%.
That's right.
Even Barack Obama at that time in his career wasn't close.
No, in fact, the president's numbers have actually ticked up since the election.
And in the days prior to the 2020 presidential election, just the day before, economic confidence jumped to 126.4 in the Rasmussen Reports Economic Index, up 9 points from October and just 2 points shy of the all-time high.
Yeah, and you know, Captain, all these things point to a Trump victory.
Exactly.
And so this is why this is seems like a Twilight Zone kind of a thing, because nothing else adds up. By the way, why did they lose so many seats in the House? Why are they crashing and burning there for the Democrats?
Why did they not take control of the Senate, which we were told was a done deal?
Well, that's right. There should have been coattails here.
There weren't.
We should be seeing a different result if more people than ever voted ever before for anybody voted for Joe Biden. I mean, none of this makes any sense.
And then that lying, wicked witch of the West, Nancy Pelosi, as I like to call her, Nancy Pelosi, gets out there and starts telling people, well, we have a mandate. Joe Biden has a mandate. He has no such thing.
Well, she just says that because that's just something you say, I guess. But it's not based on the election.
Well, she needs to get on her broom and fly back home.
Well, to her refrigerator full of ice cream.
I guarantee you get hate mail over that one.
Well, she got a lot of hate mail over
all
the stupid refrigerator.
Now, let's change gears and talk about something that I love to talk about. Longtime Fox News personality Bill O'Reilly was interviewed, and he says the cable news networks are going to collapse after President Donald Trump leaves office, if in fact he does. CNN, who's hanging by a thread right now because they are in debt to the tune of $150 billion, and their parent company, Time Warner and AT&T, is in debt the same amount of money. There is no doubt about the fact that AT&T is trying to unload either CNN or their entertainment division for Time Warner, something to bring in enough revenue to pay off the debt of the CNN or to pay off the debt that they have for the AT&T. Because what is it AT&T has been trying to do for years, Kyle?
What's that?
Television.
Yeah.
They've been trying to have their own TV network and all that stuff. When you buy AT&T cell phones, you know, DirecTV is all part of that and whatnot. They try to sell you the package and they try to get you the AT&T television if you can get it, because you can't get AT&T television in all the areas. So that's what they're trying to do.
Right. Well, you know, yeah, you're right. CNN is not doing well. My even saying it's hanging by a Chad, for example. But,
hanging by Jim Acosta's chinny chin chin.
Right. But, you know, you've got to wonder, Captain, in some of these boardrooms, if they're saying, wow, if Trump really does go away, all the controversy, all of our ratings are going to just tank. Maybe it's in our best interest to see if you could win this.
CNN can be bought for the paltry sum of about $200 billion, but you might be able to weasel them down to $150, because that's what AT&T needs to stay afloat. And let's just put it this way. There's not a lot of people have that kind of money. Jeff Bezos was rumored as being the leader in the clubhouse to buy it. But why wouldn't Donald Trump buy that and call it the Trump News Network and fire everybody at CNN and start over?
Well, stranger things have happened. Yeah, and who knows? We'll just have to stay tuned. That who knows what he would do?
We'll volunteer.
Yep, absolutely.
All right. Hold on, folks. We'll be right back with more Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, too. Kathy's going to take us to break. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600. And tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As the U.S. passes 11 million coronavirus cases, several states are enacting tougher restrictions trying to control outbreaks, with many questioning if the entire nation should adopt that strategy. Dr. Anthony Fauci doesn't believe we're headed for a national lockdown. The director of the Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CNN that the restrictions will likely continue to happen strictly on the local and state level.
We're not going to get a national lockdown. I think that's very clear, but I think what we're going to start seeing in the local levels, be they governors or mayors or people at the local level, will do, as you said, very surgical type of restrictions, which are the functional equivalent of a local lockdown. But we're not going to have a national lockdown.
More than 150,000 new cases were reported on Sunday alone, adding up to 1 million new cases over the last week. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Sure are. We had Wayne Allyn Root on last week. A lot of people enjoyed hearing what he had to say, and that's a good thing. And we'll bring him on again as soon as he thinks that he can come back on the program. How's that? Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Farrah & Farrah. Remember, the injury law experts at Farrah & Farrah measure their success by only one thing. That's your success. And since opening their doors in 1979, Farrah & Farrah has won over $1 billion for its clients, with offices across Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans that can help our nation's military. Now, Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around, and they're dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect that they deserve. So, whether you've been injured in a car crash, a truck accident, a slip, or a fall on the job, you can trust that Farrah & Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Check them out online by going to the website Farrah, F-A-R-A-H, FarrahAndFarrah.com, or you can give them a call 24/7 at 877-245-6707. That's 877-245-6707. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All righty, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, let's see here. Is there evidence of Trump funneling money? What? Oh, Christine down in Sarasota is saying that her Democratic friends think that there's evidence of Trump funneling money to his family. No, there's not. The money being funneled is by Joe Biden, in particular $3 million from the Biden Cancer Charity for Bo Biden. That went to Hunter Biden, went to Bo Biden's widow, went to Joe Biden's brother, and went to his sister-in-law. So how about them apples? That's the money being funneled.
Yeah, it sounds about par for the course, unfortunately, from other things that we know about, and it fits the pattern.
Yeah. Now, speaking of fitting the pattern here, SpaceX last night, what a launch they had out of Cape Kennedy. It was a picture-perfect launch. Everything went the way it was supposed to. The booster rocket disengaged when it was supposed to, came back down to Earth and landed perfectly on the barge sitting in the Atlantic Ocean. To me, that's astronomical enough.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I was watching the launch earlier of the Falcon 9 and, of course, the Dragon capsule. And I think they had the four astronauts on board.
Yep.
They could actually carry seven,
yep.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
But this is really, really an achievement. And to have that reusable part of the Falcon 9 come back down, land literally on a dime, basically, in a barge in the middle of the ocean.
That's what it did.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I mean, so this is the kind of thing that's really going to push us further and further along here, and of course, what this all is in preparation for, of course, is to help begin to either go back to the moon, establish a greater presence in outer space and orbit, and further on eventually. So it was a great day for space exploration, no doubt about it.
Well, they're going to Mars, and we'll see how that all works out, because remember, Barack Obama did away with the space program.
Well, yeah, he wasn't interested in that stuff.
Yeah, no, he wasn't. By the way, the future of war and security lies in outer space because of what they can do from above with these hypersonic weapons that they have.
Well, that's right. And then as we're able to find out about mining stuff out of either asteroids or the moon or other planets and things like that, I mean, the amazing things that await us are just can't be really be told, I think. But again, it's when all this started back up with the moonshot and then kind of faded away, it was very, very sad. We've lost several decades of pushing this thing forward. And of course, the space shuttle was an amazing program, but this is a resurgence of American ingenuity, and it's really quite a pleasure to see.
Yeah, before I go to the caller, I'm going to mention again that AOC, poor AOC, is upset over all those big bucks that the House that the Democrats spent on the losses in the House. She says it's been so very upsetting for her. Nancy Pelosi says, that's just part of the game, kid.
Well, right, yeah. Well, Nancy Pelosi does have a lot more experience, obviously, than AOC. But AOC seemed to think that, well, they didn't do a good digital campaign and yada, yada,
okay.
Yeah, but
let's
that
go,
wasn't it.
Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning. Is this Mel in Saratoga Springs?
Oh, yes, Captain. Good morning. And good morning, Kyle. Yeah, Captain, I was just calling. I got into the show a little bit late, but your estimation on the attendance of the Million Mega March there in D.C. over the weekend, I have to assume it had to be near a million attendance.
They had probably 150 or 200,000 people is what I was told, which is excellent.
Well, I kind of think that stuff from what I hear is a little bit, it was more than that. But, yeah.
Well, I get my sources from the professionals called the fire department.
Right. Well, yeah, it was a grassroots event,
yeah.
That letting those criminals on the left in the domestic terrorists. Party, the Democrat Party, know that we are patriots are not going to take this land down, and that they better watch themselves, because we've about had it with them. It's time for them to go, and it's time for this president to claim them as a domestic terrorist party. if they are. But anyway, Captain, that's what I had to say.
Okay.
I appreciate your time and taking my call. Thank you.
All right. And, of course, Kyle, again, it's all contingent to what happens in court. We believe this is going to the Supreme Court to be decided once and for all. I believe they're going to bundle a bunch of these cases together, and they're going to make one uniform decision as to what happens with, for example, the Dominion voting system.
Well, that's right, Captain. One could speculate that if there is compelling evidence that hundreds of thousands of votes or millions of votes, or at the very least, were changed, what kind of remedy could the Supreme Court give?
Well, yeah. It's not only changed, Kyle. It's 2.8 million that we know of in 25 states were dropped.
Were dropped.
They're gone. It's like they never happened.
Well, and basically that amounts to a disenfranchisement of voters and their voices. There's nothing more un-American than that, it would seem, when it comes to our election process. So the Supreme Court couldn't simply say, well, yep, it happened, but there's nothing we can do about it. I mean, I don't think the American people would accept that, but the question is, what is the remedy that they could give?
Yeah.
Based on the parameters of the whole thing.
Well, if they disavow the election, if they do that and say that this was the election was improper, blah 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 blah, they cannot decide that a new election is needed. That's not what they do. That would take an act of Congress. The Congress would have to do something to have that happen. But if not, then you know where it goes. The Congress will vote for the next president.
Exactly.
But here's the thing. Let's get this out there, too. Everybody's going, oh, it's over because they're going to vote for it in the House. Oh, it's going to be terrible. Well, it's not, because after June the 6th, they don't have the Democrats they had in the House of Representatives anymore. And the Republicans are still ahead in the Senate. And you can't tell me some of these Democrats that got voted in barely by the seat of their pants, so to speak, are going to jump all over the bandwagon with Nancy Pelosi and follow her in lockstep. I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, and they would also have to make an argument that if it was clearly shown that Trump won in a landslide, it'd be hard to go against the will.
And if the people call their representatives, whether they're Democrat or Republican, and say, look, you better do the right thing, because 2 years from now we're going to remember and you're going to be history, pal.
Right, right.
You got to put the fear of God in them and let them know that you're watching them. And if they do anything other than make the right kind of vote, in your opinion, which would be for Donald Trump, that they're history. They're done. They're over. They're finished.
Well, right. And one of the important things to point out here, Captain, is that there is a system here that is playing out, and it has these safeguards. It has these contingencies. And so we may see some of this play out. It may be a once-in-a-lifetime or once-in-240-year phenomenon, but we might see something like that. But again, it's because our republic is built to last, and you got people out there, and some in government, who literally want to tear it apart.
Yeah, by the way, Eric in Seminole is saying that Obama was a sly devil, I'm sorry to be polite, because he basically shut down NASA, outsourced everything to Russia. Yeah, he did, because he wanted to take that money that was going to NASA and put it into the social programs that he had put out there. That's what he did.
Yep, exactly.
And we get it, we know it, we understand it, but again, NASA and the programs that are developed by NASA are extremely important to the national security of the United States. Again, take a look at the hypersonic missiles that are out there. They aren't exactly falling from a cloud. We'll be right back, Kyle. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming back with our Trucker's Highway and Byway Report.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us, former Fox News girl. And also the first female traffic copter reporter doing traffic for, of all people, Howard Stern in New York City on the radio many moons ago. All righty. Well, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Make sure you stop on by, go in there, tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee, and oh, by the way, while you're there, become a member of the Drivers Club. You get points for the diesel you buy there. You get points for the food you buy. You get points for whatever you get in the driver's store, too, there. So you can save a lot of money, get a lot of great things along the line. That's the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Alrighty, here we go. in the day. I want to bring Kyle into the mix. You realize that that was the days of the hippies, right, Kyle?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I was watching a little video that came along here with this, and they had the hippies and the dippies and all the folks in there just dancing around having a good old time. So there you go. All right, let's get on. And by the way, I think Cousin Vinny's going nuts in the chat room. let's get on over here and take a look at the weather because we do have a statement to make, and then I'm going to turn it over to Kyle to tell you what's going on out west. Now, we do have a series of Pacific storm systems this week that's going to keep a large portion of the west unsettled for the week. Now, you can expect locally heavy rain along the coast, heavy mountain snow inland, gusty winds as well, especially in the Pacific Northwest to Northern California. Now, also elevated fire weather conditions are forecast through parts of Southern California due to dry conditions and gusty offshore winds. And up in the northeastern part along the Great Lakes, you are going to see the great snow machine, lake effect, we call it, come in. So, Kyle, take it away.
Thank you, Captain. We're going to start in Southern California tonight. We do have a wind advisory up in the Simi Valley, Oxnard area, basically. This is up near Camarillo as well, Santa Clarita. So this is on the Interstate 5 freeway if you're in that area of Castaic, for example. And also we have some fire weather that we're keeping a close eye on here in Southern California. Other winds could be starting up, some Santa Ana winds, mild Santa Ana winds. So the temperatures will be a little bit higher than they have been as well. So all that's a bad recipe. We also have a winter storm watch there in Northern California, mostly in the eastern part of Northern California. This also has to do with Carson City and Reno, high wind watch and a winter storm watch, high wind advisory up near the Klamath Falls area, Medford, Oregon, as you travel up the 5 freeway, also wind advisory in the area of Roseburg. Now, you mentioned, Captain, about the Pacific storms.
Yeah.
That's right. Seattle's looking at rain here for the next few days, at least until Thursday. Portland, basic same story. And, of course, we have gale warnings off the coast of Washington and Oregon as well. And in the Oregon area, we have coastal flood advisories in addition to high wind watches. So lots going on in the Pacific Northwest. High wind warning in the Cheyenne and Laramie areas. If you're traveling across I-80, Yellowstone Park has a winter weather advisory in its area and another winter weather advisory in northern Montana. This will be north of Helena and east of Spokane, Washington. This will be in the Glacier National Park area. And that's what's going on out west tonight, Captain.
Okay, well, in the northern Great Lakes, Lake Superior, Lake Huron, Lake Michigan, you've got winter weather advisories up there in northern Michigan, the Upper Peninsula, as well as high wind warnings across Michigan tonight, the western side of Michigan along the east shore of Lake Michigan. You've got winter weather advisories plus coastal flooding as well. Over on the east side of Michigan, you've got winter weather advisories because of the way the wind's blowing off the lake. And it looks like as if tonight, from Toledo all the way across to Erie, Pennsylvania, and then Erie, Pennsylvania, over and up into Buffalo, you've got winds. You've got the lake blowing, or the winds blowing off the lake. At any point, the snow could start there. You do have a little bit of snow now that's already started in Syracuse up to Watertown, but you've got the warnings and the winter weather advisories again across from Buffalo all the way to Syracuse. Northern New York is in the middle of it, too. Up along the east coast of the United States, you did have some bad weather come through Philadelphia. That's since gone out to sea. But we do have a lot of torn-up surf. You've got the gale warnings along from about, Richmond. Well, no, not Richmond. We're a little bit further up here from about the Chesapeake Bay. There we go. Chesapeake Bay all the way up to Maine. You've got winter advisories on and off through the higher elevations there, as well as some real gusty winds along the seacoast. And Long Island, it looks like you got some real interesting weather for you. By the way, this is a cold front coming through that's changing things around to where they got storms and whatnot. The upper part of Maine tonight, we got quite a bit of weather up there. It's winter weather. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your program. Oop. Tell us how to hear your program. That works better.
Thanks, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And he, of course, we appreciate the great job that he does with us to get things all started out here. All right. Well, let's jump on over here. We've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hey, we had a Million Man March, which wasn't a million man, but that's okay. We'll take a couple hundred thousand people on Saturday and Sunday in D.C., and it got a little bit rowdy.
Well, yes, it did. And I'm still waiting for the moment that a Democrat of any sort comes out and speaks against the violence that happened later on in the evening.
You mean with the firecrackers thrown in the middle of the evening and all that stuff?
Yeah, and the fights and so forth and so on. So I'm kind of waiting for that. Kind of crickets so far.
Yeah, well, don't be surprised and don't hold your breath because they don't want to say anything like that because then they would acknowledge the fact that they might know something about what's going on, huh?
Very well could be.
Yeah, so I'm not expecting anything there, but it would make perfect sense that they should come out and say something, but no, not this bunch. But anyway, it is what it is, and we appreciate the fact that at least there was some police presence. There wasn't a lot because you had to do a little struggling to find out where the police were when these people were being attacked like that, right?
Yeah. For the most part, the protest was, you know, a very organized and happy and I would say positive events. I mean, there was no looting, there was no burning, there was no breaking, there was none of that until we had members of Antifa show up later in the evening, and then it all went sideways.
All righty, hold that thought. Here comes the music, and folks, we're going to take the top of the hour break, and we will be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And yeah, things got a little bit bent out of shape there in D.C., whether or not it's going to straighten up or not next weekend when they come back. Who knows? Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.